This is WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Word of the Day, and this is Surfin' USA by the Beach Boys.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody be surfing like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA. You'll catch them surfing at
Delta,
Ventura County line. USA. And Hager Keys and Swan,
inside, outside, USA.
Pacific Palisades,
inside, outside, USA.
San Onofre and Sun,
inside, outside, USA.
Redondo Beach, LA,
inside, outside, USA.
All over La Jolla,
inside, outside, USA.
Hawaii, Bay,
inside, outside.
Everybody's gone surfing USA.
Everybody's gone surfing
USA.
Yeah, everybody's gone surfing
USA.
Yeah, everybody's gone surfing.
That was Surfin' USA by the Beach Boys, and this is Word of the Day. Zach, what's our Word of the Day?
The Word of the Day is America.
Woo!
Oh, also, I'm Charlie. I'm here with Chris and Zach.
Oh, yeah, I'm Zach.
Process of eliminating. America!
Yes. America. To all of you many listeners on your commute to work who have never listened to this before, who turned on the radio and were like, we're going to listen to this news station today.
Like, how can we best appreciate our amazing country as we commute to work?
Through the linguistics and music.
Is Word of the Day, WMFO, Medford, Medford, Medford. It's better than NPR.
America, that's geographical name. Definition of America, one, either continent, North America or South America of the Western Hemisphere. Two, or the Americas. The lands of the Western Hemisphere, including North, Central, and South America and the West Indies. Number three, the United States of America.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah!
And the origin of America is obviously, as the story goes,
Americans.
Yeah, Americans.
Yeah, because we invented it.
But it should be noted,
everything.
It should be noted for this show, we're not going to be focusing on South America or Central America or the West Indies.
We are going to be focusing
Because we're ethnocentric.
The United States.
I prefer thinking of myself as America-centric.
It's the same thing.
One's more patriotic.
Yeah, America. I'd say it's not necessarily ethnocentric.
It is ethnocentric.
No, it's an ethnicity. I can.
We're American.
I can get behind that.
Ethnocentric doesn't have to be the specific.
That's the
nationality.
That's the difference between racial and.
It's
ethnic.
It's just
okay.
The ethnocentricity is just the word for when you think yourself the center of the universe because you're superior.
I mean, are we not? We invented trains.
Do you want to restate that into a sentence with America in it?
Coca-Cola. The sun, probably.
Oh, we did invent the sun.
We did invent the sun.
The sun did not exist prior to 1776.
I don't think we invented trains. Sorry.
What?
I think the Europeans invented trains. We perfected trains.
We made it better.
Yeah.
Same with the highway system.
Oh, totally.
Did you know that
Except for the Autobahn. The Autobahn's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was really interesting.
It's all about efficiency. Like, fascism is all about efficiency, man.
Yeah.
Not to mention the Germans. So efficient. You know the Germans always make good things.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as good as American things, though.
That's Russian.
You know, true. Mm. For example, in West Side Story, the Cuban immigrants did not sing, "I want to live in Nazi Germany."
They also said they didn't want to live in, they said they wanted to live in America, because America's awesome.
Except for that one girl who doesn't want to live in America. But yeah, everyone else wants to live in America.
Jokes on you, I've never
seen
Yeah,
she's wrong, though.
Yeah, she's very wrong.
Yeah, because America is the greatest country ever created.
Or in the movie version, it's not that girl. It's actually all the men.
It goes like America, then like...
Then the United States of America.
Yeah, then the United States of America.
Then America.
Then America. Then the United States. Then I guess USA. Rome, because they gave us like Roman numerals or something, but...
Rome was pretty boss.
Not then, as cool as America.
Then Songhai. That's true, but like, Songhai, because I gotta get some love in for my boy Askia.
Preach.
And then, obviously, the cultural center of the Balkan states.
Is America, yes. Yes. America is the cultural center of every region of the world.
Let's play another song.
I agree.
What song should we play?
This is Bruce Springsteen with the song that basically captures our sentiment. Born in the USA.
Yeah.
Took us my hip to the ground. End up like a dog that's been beat too much till you. she gonna mess your mind. American woman, gonna mess your mind. American woman, gonna mess your mind. Say A, say M, say E, say R, say I. Mess your mind. American woman, gonna mess your mind. American woman, gonna mess your mind.
That was American Woman by The Guess Who, preceded by Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen, and then something else that our Spotify accidentally played.
I don't know what you're talking about.
My B.
That went perfectly.
Yeah, that's Chris's B. stop living in your idealized universe. I understand the concept of American exceptionalism, but it doesn't mean American. Everyone's in the same universe, and it's perfect.
No, America's perfect.
Stephen Colbert's second book was about American exceptionalism. It was called America Again, Rediscovering the Greatness We Never Weren't.
I think someone would disagree with that question.
Answer.
Is America great?
Yes.
Do we need to make it great again?
Was it ever great?
Yes.
Yes. Is it still great? Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it the greatest country that has ever existed under the sun? Yes.
Yes.
Questionable.
Questionable.
If it exists, if there has ever been a greatest country and you can actually look at it objectively,
yes.
But what about, I think there's a question about whether or not you can actually look at countries because they're so different and they're all in such different situations.
But like, look at the Roman Empire at its peak. Look at the Ottoman Empire during the Golden Age. Yeah. Look at some of the Chinese empires that Chris can elucidate us on.
You know, I think we're
invited this nerd.
I think we're privileged because of space and time, you know, in that we have so many advancements, and also as a country we were able to develop pretty much away from the rest of the world, which helped us. I think we're privileged, but if you can look at it objectively, and I'm not sure if you
we are
the greatest country on earth.
Our peak was during, we had a few peaks. We peaked during the Theodore Roosevelt years, around that time, where we were the world's policeman and everyone would go to us with their troubles. And I think we peaked during the Cold War, from Truman into Eisenhower.
World War II? You're not going to say World War II?
Yeah, well, Truman is World War II. So, like, the tail end of our involvement in World War II under Truman down to probably Eisenhower. And then Kennedy, it started to slip a bit, and it wasn't at the same level. And I'm not saying we're not one of the leading states, but I think we had two distinct peaks in terms of geopolitical action.
In terms of influence and importance to the world, I think you could definitely make an argument for the entirety of the Cold War. Like, we were...
Yeah, but, like, we messed up Vietnam.
Yeah, we messed up Vietnam, but...
Okay, let me just counter with this. America's amazing.
Yes, but in messing up Vietnam, I'm saying that it represents...
Like, we lost some prestige, but we were still important.
No, but I'm saying it represents a lower point than it was in the earlier years under Truman and Eisenhower. It's not on the same level because the foreign policy isn't working as well, especially during the tail end of the Vietnam War when Kissinger's foreign policy came out, and that was kind of... It was effective at the time, but it was kind of screwy with the Middle East, as we've been for so many years.
I don't know if that affects us. I mean, is the question still, are we the greatest country on earth?
Yes.
Because then I don't think that's too relevant.
Yeah, no, I know. I've transitioned into saying we haven't been continually at the same level of great.
I disagree. Let me tell you why. Because America's awesome, and we invent things, and we're great, and we're like, hey, world community, we're gonna tap dance, and then we tap dance, and then the world community is like, all right, that's pretty good, that's cool.
And at the same time, America isn't a perfect state, which is something Chris won't tell you.
Because there is no perfect state. I don't know. I think...
I'm not even talking just in the makeup of the state. In the actions, there are continual failures.
Yeah. Like, even, like if you're saying that Vietnam and, like, our foreign policy kind of made us worse, I don't know. I think we excelled during those periods in other ways, especially culturally.
I'm not arguing the culture. Yeah.
I don't know if we can actually calculate whether or not we went
We're not calculating it. It's just a matter of opinion, and I'm stating my opinion on the matter.
I'm just saying.
Vietnam was not just a political thing as well. It also disrupted the social sphere because of the draft, and because of a draft that was completely unnecessary for a war, which at that point, a few years in, was completely unnecessary.
Nerd is my response.
And then going back earlier, as we swung into At the end of, like, Roosevelt was good, and then it was somewhat strong during Taft in the era of dollar diplomacy, and then Wilson was...
Then Wilson, yeah, went down.
Solid, but at the same time, the failure of the 14 points was a problem, and then...
Yeah, going into Wilson, Harding...
No, and then that was the time of the induced isolationism by Lodge and company that resulted in sort of a lowering of our status as the world's policeman, which we have been for the entirety of the 20th century and most of this 21st century, with the exception of those few years, which is a double-edged sword. All right, I'm getting too dry here. Let's play some more music.
That's so, but America's Amazing is also a thing.
Yeah. So what song do you want to play, Chris? Chris is thinking.
I'm devoid of opinion.
Pick one that isn't the one I said we're doing last.
This is so much pressure.
We're gonna play "Young Americans" by David Bowie, an amazing song about young Americans.
If you like that sort of thing.
I don't know where is it.
It's there.
It's there.
Oh, it's the first one. Okay, I got it. I did.
This is that.
Cool.
Young American. Young American. She wants the young American. Und es war mit Bock-und-Roll-Musik nicht immer leicht in diesem Land. Was in mir sitzt, ist weiß gespritzt, das ist mir völlig klar. Obgleich ich Whisky-Check und du, seitdem in USA ich war. Dort sagt's, Falco, you are wonderful, komm, habt's mir langsam gern. Wenn's meine Records trotzdem kaufen bittet, steht es mir nicht stern. Das Typische an mir, ich bin untypisch ganz und gar. Einmal hoch und einmal tief, einmal gespritzt, dann wieder klar. Ihr werdet's mir nehmen müssen, wie ich bin. Ich sag's euch lieber gleich, zeigt's mir den nächsten schlanken Fuß, dann bin ich für euch live dabei. Amerika, hört's ihr mal klar, was wir mal echt vermissen kann. London, Amerika, hört's ihr mal klar, was wir mal echt vermissen kann. Amerika, na na, was spür auf, Regen, come on. Amerika, na 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 na. Der Spiegel sagte, Wien ist fuhren, wenn's der nicht war's, wer dann? Wann der Mr. Smith glotzen hat, verkauf mir ja, man kann. Der Herr war dick, das Madel slick, so den er lallend fragt. What's your name? Er nimmt 2000 Cash, das Dirndl sagt. Ihr werdet uns nehmen müssen, wir mal sind. Wir sagen's euch lieber gleich, sagt uns den nächsten Präsidenten. Und wir sind left dabei. Wiener Schnitzel, geh ich beim 10. Kapoor in eine Wachau. Yeah, that's really great, weiß ich eh, das macht 100. Na na, Schilling, nicht Dollar. Übertreiben wollen wir's nicht.
That was America by Falco off of his album The Collection. So we're bringing in some German pop music, some Austrian pop music specifically, talking about America. So it's not just Americans thinking America.
Think that we're awesome.
I mean, Falco does, but he also died young.
I don't know. Much too young. Is.
We've played Falco before. We have. Daisy. I don't remember what song it was, but... Daisy, oh, we played Vienna Calling.
Und announcement?
Yeah, I think we have a special PSA here.
An America-themed one.
Can I get some America sounds, please? Numbers to think about, PSA. U.S. healthcare. Some healthcare numbers to think about. 1% of the U.S. population accounts for 22% of the total healthcare spending, and the top 5% accounts for 50%. Analyzed from a slightly different perspective, if Americans are divided into two groups, the healthier half uses just 3% of all medical care dollars, while the less than healthy half accounts for 97% of all U.S. healthcare costs. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I really want to keep talking because this is amazing. This is the most patriotic experience that I've ever had. Thank you. I'm Jed Bartlett, and I approve this message.
I think I skipped a bit in the middle there, but
yeah,
whatever.
You totally did.
No, I think you were holding the high note, but I was just going.
No, I also skipped a bit in the middle.
Yeah, it makes me feel like I'm in some sort of Aaron Sorkin production.
Thoughts? Like you're like running for president and you need to win Florida. Cough, cough, Cruz. Cough, cough.
It's pronounced Cruz.
Rubio. Rubio's the one that needs to win Florida.
We
can't talk about this.
American political system, good or bad?
Flawed.
Intrinsically.
I say good because there's so much yelling in it.
And flawed but good.
That. There's more yelling in the British political system.
I know, yes. But you have Prime Minister's questions. That doesn't count.
It's not even just in Prime Minister's questions.
I disagree with the length of our terms, and I disagree
Which
with...
Which terms?
President. I think president should be 1 6-year term.
Why?
Because the way it is now, you essentially have leaders who walk on eggshells for 4 years and then are too radical for their last 4 years. Whereas if we just do 1 6-year term, it's you vote for what you get and that's it.
Yeah, but what if they're A, really good, and B, or B, really bad?
If they're A, really good, that's a good 6-year term, and then you can elect someone that they choose to be their predecessor. And then if they're bad, then they're bad, and it's barely a difference from a 4-year term.
Gonna just correct your grammar here, because it's linguistics show?
Yes.
It'd be weird if they chose their predecessor, because that's a fait accompli.
Oh, Charlie just gave
damn.
It to you.
Yeah, get
there.
Get it.
I just stuck a stick in you.
They can choose their
spit roasted.
Their what would
right
be the
there.
Word? Successor.
I usually only slam nerds, but like I'll make an exception for Zach.
Are you saying Daisy's not a nerd?
Well, I mean he just got that grammar bit wrong.
That's true. I'm not
public
good at
shame.
Grammar.
Public shaming.
Shame.
And more so I disagree with the length of election cycles.
Well, yeah, that's ridiculous and it keeps getting longer, but there's nothing like that'll change about that unless they decided let's have all the primaries on the same day.
Yeah.
Which would be fun and stressful.
Which I think would make sense. Would not be a terrible idea.
Well, no, that'd be fun, but stressful.
True. Yeah, but like, it'd be less stress.
There'd be no way of predicting, which is interesting.
You know who we should ask? Keytar Bear.
God, I love Keytar Bear.
Keytar Bear is
so good.
Real American.
So good.
Keytar Bear is like what I want to be when I grow up.
Let's play a song that I think Keytar Bear would like.
Is it what I think it is?
It's America by Halsey?
Oh, that's not what I was thinking of.
This is Halsey's song, America.
Or it's New Americana.
New Americana, excuse me.
Cigarettes in tiny liquor bottles, just what you'd expect inside her new Balenciaga viral mess. Turned dreams into an empire, self-made success. Now she rolls with Rockefellers. Survival of the richest. The city's arms until the fall. They're Monaco and Hampton's bound. But we don't feel like outsiders at all. Some say he looks just like his father, but he can never love somebody's daughter. Football team loved more than just the game, so he vowed to be his husband at the altar. Survival of the richest, the city's arms until the fall. Outsiders at all. We are the new Americana. High on legal marijuana. Raised on Biggie and Nirvana.
American money. Not yet.
And
that was American Money by Bourne's or Bjorn's. I don't know. There's the accent on the O.
Is that an accent or is it that?
It's
just
an accent.
That's an accent.
It's from the Scandinavian languages.
It's from Danish.
Mm. It is. Yeah.
Like Bjork.
Dawson Bjork.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, isn't Bjork from Iceland?
Yeah, it's Scandinavian.
It's kind of its own thing.
Well, at least it's not American.
It is not American.
It's not.
No, it's kind of close, though.
Yeah, it's pretty close. It's closer than most.
And you could say the Scandinavian countries are the true Americans.
We're not
true.
Like a bunch of
because
socialist...
Happy Leif Erikson Day.
Danish people.
We're not Denmark. We're not Denmark.
I do love me some Danish people. They're all so attractive.
My problem with Danish people is they just...
They're too attractive for you?
No, they just get sunburned way too easily.
So do I.
I didn't know. You know that aloe vera stuff?
Aloe vera?
Aloe.
Do I pronounce it weird?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's aloe.
So aloe vera, I didn't know what it was until I was 18 during beach week when I was the only person in the house who didn't get a sunburn.
Hey.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was very exciting because like they were like as red as red lobsters. And
as long as I put on sunblock at some point, I don't get a sunburn.
But, like, do you get, like, a tan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably dodge a sunburn if I put on enough sunscreen. But then if, otherwise I'm not going to get tan. I'm going to get slightly tan over the course of the summer, but, like, if I set out to 10, I would just burn.
Yeah, the only time I've gotten a legit sunburn, except once when I was a kid, my ears got sunburned. But the only other time was like last year, because I had put on sunblock at one point. I was at the beach at like a 100-degree day, and like my sunblock got washed off, and then I didn't reapply, and that was the only time.
Oh, I mean, like I just put on like a thin layer, and then I'm good for the day.
Like any day, like I can pretty much go around without sunblock and just kind of walk around. Yeah. Which isn't good, probably.
Yeah,
cancer wise.
For days.
Yeah, I just wear clothes.
I do wear a lot of clothes.
I'm in the winter. I wear a lot of clothes. In the summer, you're never gonna see my summer wardrobe like July wardrobe, but it's radically different than my winter.
Speaking of the summer, let's get into a summery mood. I mean, we've had the weather, but let's play some summery music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are we playing one?
Yeah, this is Miley Cyrus's hit song from like 2010, Party in the USA.
Crazy, everybody seems so famous.
That was Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. Throwbacks to my bar mitzvah days there. That's on my bar mitzvah nights playlist on Spotify.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
You had Spotify in 2010?
No, it is right now. I made a throwback playlist of bar mitzvah songs. And that's on it, alongside such classics as Low by Flo Rida or Sean Kingston's Fire Burnin'.
Never been to a bar mitzvah.
Somebody call 911.
Probably won't at this point.
You're not going to.
I should have a get-together where the theme is 2010.
And with that, that's all the time we have for today.
America.
What else about America?
I mean,
we invented electricity.
Thought about America.
Final thought.
Best invention of America.
America itself.
The best invention?
Well, invention could be an idea, too.
No, okay. I would say best American invention is Hamilton the musical. It's a musical by Americans for Americans. Yeah.
Okay, Charlie, what's your answer?
I don't know. I don't have anything that jumps out.
Bob Dylan, that's mine.
He didn't show up to Cousins Gymnasium in 1964 when he was supposed to play a concert.
That's very sad.
That he was British.
No, he's American.
Oh. He's very American.
He led the folk revitalization, came out big at the Newport Folk Festival.
I know more about Alexander Hamilton than I do about Bob Dylan.
Yeah, I mean, that's because you're weird like that. You didn't know who David Bowie was, but we're not going to get into that now.
Yeah,
I mean, we played one of his songs today.
We've played a David Bowie song at least every other show, I'd argue.
Yeah, not very observant.
So yeah, that's us. I've been Charlie.
I've been Zach.
I'm Chris.
You've been listening to Word of the Day on WMFO, and now to take you out into the 8 o'clock hour is Don McLean and his wonderful song, American Pie.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I dancing in the gym, you both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing, Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Just to sing for the king and queen in a coat.
falling down. The jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music